الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that His beloved Nabi and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His last and final messenger. We are at an interesting time right now, subhanAllah, almost having completed one entire week of praying Salatul Taraweeh, and come tomorrow evening we will have finished and completed an entire week of the month of Ramadan. Just like that, as it has always been the case in the past, a week of Ramadan is almost over, and the first weekend of Ramadan is almost over. And really, this is a time for a little bit of introspection, a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of asking ourselves as to how has this week been for us? Getting used to the routine of fasting, of praying, of reciting Quran and various other things. And, you know, the first weekend of Ramadan, where we generally have a little more time on the weekends than we do on other days. So really what I want everyone to do is ask yourselves, how has this week been? How has this weekend been? And going forth with Monday, tomorrow, inshallah, how can we make our days and evenings better? How can we better schedule our time? How can we better schedule our ibadah? What has been working until now that we want to continue? What is it that is not working that we need to change? Really, it's all about planning. It's all about organizing. It's all about putting these things together. I'm reminded of a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I've definitely shared earlier. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam says that the month of Ramadan is divided into three parts. أوله رحمة أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. The first portion is the portion of mercy. The first 10 days are that of mercy. The middle 10 are those of maghfirah and forgiveness. And the last 10 are seeking protection from the hellfire. So these are definitely days and nights of blessings, and we continue to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, when I ask about this, introspection or remind everyone, really it's essentially a reminder for myself. I took some time myself today and asked myself what's been working, what hasn't been working. Some changes that we have to make at times. A big one for me, with the amount of time between Maghrib or Iftar and the Isha prayer at the Masjid is a time that's very short. But usually within that time frame, in addition to, making Iftar, praying Salatul Maghrib, praying the Awabin prayers afterwards, having dinner, using the bathroom, making wudu, heading to the Masjid, between all of that and praying Isha, I like to get in one juz of the Quran, which basically means that, I've really tried to cut my time short when it comes to the evening meal. Just things that we have to do, and know that Allah is with us, inshallah. Allah is rewarding us. I don't want, as we go into this month of Ramadan and as we do some introspection, I don't want anyone to feel that it's been a bad week, things are not working out, it just feels like, we're just kind of going through the motions. That's fine, right? Whatever we feel, we may feel, and that's fine. But in everything that we're doing, inshallah, there's blessings, right? Whether we're doing a lot, we're doing a little, whatever it is that we're doing, it's filled with blessings, inshallah, right? It's filled with blessings, and it's accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just continue doing it. Continue doing it. Because in reality, while many of us may be accustomed to doing so much more, and that when we're not able to do that so much more, we feel like, it's not a good Ramadan. But in reality, it's always good. And everything that we're able to do, as long as we're on the path, as long as on the track, be it slow, but being on the path is good enough, right? Slow is fine. But as long as we're in their path of fasting, praying, reciting, listening, being nice, as long as we're on that path, inshallah, we're in good shape. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate nothing but blessings and khair for us and our families. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.